Seniors across the country are spending more years on the job, and research shows many workers over the age of 65 live in metropolitan areas like the district. For some, delayed retirement is a sign of good health and satisfaction with their job, but others simply can't afford to retire as traditional pensions disappear and Social Security payments shrink. From WAMU's Affordability Desk, Sasha Ann Simons reports.
This is my desk. Right here.
40 years ago, Laura Ely was standing behind the counter working as a cashier at Gino's Hamburgers in Southeast D.C. In the late 1970s, she had enough of that, so Ely took a civil service exam that opened the doors to a new career that she's had ever since.
I make maps, basically. Yeah, I edit them, I fix them up for other people.
Ely is a cartographic technician and works inside a printing company in Capitol Heights called Williams & Heinz Map Corporation. They make maps mostly for government agencies.
Primarily aeronautical and nautical charts, highway maps.
Ely takes me down to what she calls the dungeon, her office in the building's basement.
This is where we make press plates.
And though Ely says she loves her job, the 64-year-old wonders when she'll be able to retire.
I don't even know if I could afford to, have Wi-Fi. You know, just some basic things that so many people take for granted would be hard to afford.
So she plans to retire at 70. Ely has a 401k, but says she has very little in a savings account. There are many others like Ely. Nationally, 30% of workers over 65 say they have nothing saved in a retirement plan. There's a growing number of seniors relying on Medicare and Medicaid. And boomers today have more debt than past generations.
When we look at who's working longer overall, it's people across the educational spectrum. Rich people, poor people, it's people of all race and ethnicities. They're all working longer, but the motives are very different.
Richard Johnson heads the program on retirement policy at the Urban Institute.
So the people who have limited income, limited wealth, limited education, predominantly people of color, those are people who are basically being forced to work longer.
On the other hand, the average retirement age in the United States is 63. Johnson points out the financial benefits of working longer. If you keep working, you can get more money when you retire. And he says there are social benefits, too. Work brings people friendships that they want to continue and gives them a sense of purpose. Fairfax County resident John Bordeaux is mulling his retirement options. He's 60 now, and like Ely, he knows exactly when he'll hang it up.
9 years and 3 months.
Bordeaux is a policy analyst for a local think tank. He says the next decade will buy him some time to figure out what to do next.
I have to get a smaller house and probably can't live in this area, but I should be able to sustain a lifestyle at that point at 70.
Retirement money isn't his only concern. Bordeaux was recently diagnosed with bladder cancer and had surgery.
I would not have thought about retiring before 70 until the cancer stick came along and said, actually, that definitely has changed the calculus a bit.
But Bordeaux is hopeful he can continue working through treatments and beyond. According to Richard Johnson, older workers aren't holding jobs that would normally go to younger people. They can boost regional economies. They help increase tax revenues, stimulate growth with more consumer spending, and provide additional talent at a time of low unemployment. Though economic stimulus might not be much comfort for seniors who want to retire. And Johnson's advice for younger people who don't want to work until they're 70?
You know, it's just important that we save as much as we can.
Saving money earlier in life, he says, is just about the only way to ensure a comfortable retirement. For WAMU, I'm Sasha Ann Simons.